Welcome to Biz Takeouts, Biz Community's sound bite-sized business news to go. I'm your host, Retendo Nyamuda. Coming up on the Takeouts menu, Mark Milliner, the Director of Customer Experience from Kantar.
You've got to organize your business around the customer. So you've got to understand their needs, you've got to understand their journeys, you've got to understand the way that they interact with your brand and what different types of customers you have.
It's time for Biz Takeouts. There is a lot of data collection in the work you do. How do you collect your data?
Traditionally, we've been in the sort of marketing research side of things, doing surveys and interviewing people and asking them questions and collecting that data. More recently, particularly in the customer experience realm, things are changing fast because there's very many ways to collect data, particularly when it comes around to people's interaction with brands and transactions and so forth. There's a lot of different sources. So a lot of the focus now is on transactional level surveys. So once you've had an interaction with a brand or a service, you get a little prompt that you've filled in your details somewhere and you get a little prompt on your phone, which is, please rate the service. If you've driven around in Uber, I'm sure after every trip, you've got a little survey like that. And all of that information is collected on a platform so that you can monitor things sort of close to real time via dashboards. And then there's other ways that we can collect data as well. So we're playing around with things like using chatbots on Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp and so forth, and getting very good results from that as well. So, you know, it's constantly looking at how technology enables us to have better, more meaningful conversations with customers and closer to the moments that really matter for them.
And what are some of the results? Like, what are they showing? Are customers happy? Are customers really upset? How are customers feeling these days?
Yeah, so I think one of the things that we have a look at, and this is just a study that we've been doing as part of our CX Plus program around the world, and we did a sort of a little mini version in South Africa just to see how do we compare against some of the other countries. And I think overall, we see that South Africans are quite positive, relatively speaking. I think there's still a big gap between sort of what CEOs would like to think. So, you know, globally from some research we've done, around 91% of CEOs believe that they're really customer-centric and that customer-centric is essential to driving business growth. But when we ask consumers out there, on average around 30-31% say, well, we think that the brands that we interact with are really customer-centric. But that does compare quite favorably with some of the other countries around the world. So the one we're closest to is the USA. They come in at 32%. But in other countries, you know, if you look at Italy, it's 13, France, it's 10, in Spain, it's 9, Poland is sort of the lowest that we've measured in the research we're doing at 8%, and then places like the UK at 20, India at 29%. So it varies, but we're not too bad. Our customer experience in South Africa is ahead of a lot of developed countries.
Mm. I love how you ask the CEOs and you ask the customers, what is the gap between what is real and what one might believe?
Yes, that's another thing that we measure. And again, we haven't yet done that in South Africa, but one of the things that we are looking at from a global perspective is what is the gap between the promise that marketing makes and the experience that customers have. So we have a look at measuring how people perceive different brands' image in terms of different elements of the service offering, and then we have a look at the actual experience, and we measure that gap, because ideally what you want to do is keep that gap as close as possible. Now, I'm delivering on the promise that I'm making to you, I'm getting what I'm expecting. Where we see that there's a negative gap, so people are perceiving that a brand is going to give them a great experience, and then the reality is that they're not, there's a problem. You know, you're not living up to the promise, and you're going to lose credibility and trust. The converse is if you have no perception amongst your potential target market of what you do, but your customers think you're great, then you're really not getting the message out enough. So you need to then address it in terms of you could be doing a lot more by marketing yourself a lot better. So we can give some guidance to clients in terms of how to do that.
Mm. And so when it comes to the customer experience in general, where do you feel the important touch points are and what are they?
One of the things that we see is with the whole digital evolution in the marketplace is that there are just so many more ways that you can interact with your customers. There's so many different channels and touch points, and there's so many channels that they can interact with you. So consumers have a much bigger voice than they would have been had in the past. And that allows people to choose how they want to interact. And I think one of the key things is that with this whole focus on digital, a lot of companies are trying to make the experience as sort of seamless as possible, potentially trying to push everybody onto digital so that you don't have to actually speak to a human being. And I think that is a mistake. In some instances, yes, your customers want to do certain tasks by themselves and don't need any help. But there's other instances where they actually need to engage. If it's a once-off thing that you're never going to do again, you don't want to figure it out yourself. You want someone to help you. So you need to understand what is the journey that my customer is on, and how can I help them on that journey, and what's going to be the best channel and approach to do that. So that's the one aspect. The second aspect is that we live in the age of connection. It's about connecting with people. It's about connecting with brands. And it's about creating that emotional engagement. And the brands which are going to win are the ones where you remember them because they've connected with you at some level. And if you get people out of that equation, or you're doing things so seamlessly that, you know, you don't even notice it, how are you going to create that emotional engagement? So I think that's a critical thing for companies to be thinking about, is on that journey, where's the opportunity to create an experience?
What advice do you have for businesses that want to improve their customer experience and overall customer engagement?
I think the first advice is to have the customer's view come first. You've got to organize your business around the customer. So you've got to understand their needs. You've got to understand their journeys. You've got to understand the way that they interact with your brand and what different types of customers you have. So it's not the same size fits everybody. So who are your different customers? How do they engage with you? What are all the touch points and ways that they interact with you when they're trying to complete their tasks? That's the first understanding. And I think part of that then is developing a customer experience strategy. So what is it that we want to be known for? What are we going to do really well? What is it that our employees will really understand that we're about? So decide what those things are, make it clear, come up with plans, and then start working on those things. And then it's a journey. You know, over time, you can start implementing transactional measurement programs. You can start implementing close-the-loop systems if you've got an interaction with your customers. And you can start developing employee engagement surveys and all of those types of things. There's an endless list of things that you can do to improve your customer experience. But you just start with the customer first.
And that's a wrap on today's show. Biz Takeouts. Take it where you like it, when you like it, how you like it.